and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And I'm happy to welcome Christine Yokoi, Oracle HCM Cloud Product Strategy Director, to the show today. Christine has been with Oracle for the past 14 years and has been working in a strategy role in HCM Cloud Development since the inception of Oracle's Cloud Suite. She previously worked in product marketing, development, and sales for PeopleSoft. Today, Christine is responsible for product strategy for HCM Cloud Talent Management. Welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, Christine. It's great to have you here on the show.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be here.
On today's show, Christine and I will be going over the new enhancement request process for HCM Cloud customers. So, Christine, as I just mentioned, Oracle now has a new enhancement request process for HCM Cloud. Can you talk about what's changed?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. Yes, our new process is to use Cloud Customer Connect Idea Labs for enhancement requests instead of My Oracle Support. These Idea Labs on Cloud Customer Connect, they've been used by our customers for a few years, and customers have contributed a lot of ideas through this channel, as well as through My Oracle Support. So what we're doing now is we're going to formalize Idea Labs as the one place to go for enhancement requests.
So why did Oracle move this process to the Cloud Customer Connect Ideas Lab?
Well, we've been getting feedback from customers about our enhancement request process for a few years, and most of this feedback is really that customers wanted more transparency around the process. They didn't think that the statuses on the ERs that we were providing through My Oracle Support were clear. They're also interested to see, you know, if other customers had the same ERs and that information is not visible through My Oracle Support. And then on the other hand, as I said, the Idea Labs for HCM Cloud have been live for a while, and customers really like the visibility of Idea Labs, and they like the ability to socialize with other customers, you know, get feedback from other customers on their processes, as well as the ability to communicate directly with the Oracle product team. Also in Idea Labs, there's the ability to vote on an idea, and, you know, customers really like that. And as I said, you know, so we had this, our formal channel, which was formerly My Oracle Support, and then we also had Idea Labs. So that was kind of two places that customers could go to put in, you know, things that they wanted to see in the product. So that was also causing a little bit of confusion. So, you know, we wanted to try and consolidate and have one place to go. And we thought, you know, given the feedback that we've been getting, that it really makes sense, you know, if we're going to have one place to go, you know, let's do it in Idea Labs, because that, you know, was popular with customers. So we decided that we're going to consolidate to one place, you know, and use Idea Labs that has the transparency, you know, the ability to communicate more directly. So we made that decision, and we went live on the formal process in Customer Connect Idea Labs on March 1st.
Okay, great. So can you elaborate a little bit on what will change for customers if they have a new enhancement request, how that will work?
Yes. So if a customer has a new enhancement request and they know from the get-go that this is in addition to the product, so meaning they know that the product does, you know, not have functionality that they need or they're looking for, and it's not something that they think might be an issue with the product, but they know it's really a new feature, then they would go directly to Cloud Customer Connect. So instead of going to My Oracle Support, they would go to Cloud Customer Connect, go to the relevant Idea Lab for the product, and look for the enhancement request. If it's already there. If they do find an existing idea in Idea Lab, then they can comment on that and vote on it. And if not, they can enter a new idea in the Idea Lab. So this is the process for what I sometimes call a pure ER. So when you know, from the outset that it is an enhancement request, customers would just go directly to Cloud Customer Connect Idea Lab.
Okay, great. Now, I know there is also cases where customers think, okay, there's a product issue or, you know, something like that, and then it's later determined that it's actually an enhancement. So what happens if it's, as you mentioned, not a pure ER, so to speak? What happens there?
Right. So if it's not a pure ER, meaning that, as you said, it starts out as the customer thinks this is a product issue. So in that case, you know, the customer naturally goes to MyOracle support, logs a service request. Then support will work with the customer on their issue, you know, just like all, you know, perceived defects in the product. Then at the point that support and the product team determine, you know, this is actually working as designed, and this would be a new enhancement to the product, then at that point, support will direct the customer to go to Cloud Customer Connect Idea Labs, and support will close their ER. And then the customer would go to Idea Labs, and then they would look for an existing idea, you know, as I said, you know, see if maybe someone has already raised that, you know, in which case they can put in a comment, maybe state their use case and vote on that idea. And if it's not there, you know, if it's really a new one, they can log a new idea in the Idea Lab.
Okay, great. Thanks for that background. So you mentioned this all was put into the new process began on March 1st. So what's going to happen with all the existing ERs that are in MyOracle support the way the old process worked? What happens to those ERs?
Right. So for existing ERs that customers have logged in the past, Oracle will continue to work on all enhancements that were already on our roadmap, meaning that they would have had an ER status of scheduled. So we continue to, you know, build out our roadmap for those ERs that we had already scheduled. And then for enhancement requests that have other statuses, what we're asking is that customers take this opportunity to review their past enhancement requests. And if they still have the business requirements and they want Oracle to continue to consider those ERs for our roadmap, then we ask that they go to Cloud Customer Connect Idea Labs and check, you know, if the idea is already existing in the Idea Lab and comment and vote on it, or if it's not there, to enter a new idea. And we do understand that, you know, this will take some effort on the customer's part, especially if they, you know, have many ideas, many enhancement requests that they've logged in the past. But we are asking that they take some time and effort to do the review so that we can have really the most relevant ERs created in the Idea Lab. And we really think, you know, based on feedback that we've gotten, that the new process using Idea Labs will be a positive change for everyone going forward. So, you know, to, you know, just ask customers to do this review while we make this transition. And then, you know, from then on, you know, new ideas or new enhancement requests will be being created in Idea Labs.
Okay, great. And I think it's actually a really good move because then it's, you know, the ERs are actually in one place where before they were kind of spread across too, so it makes a lot of sense. So can you provide our listeners with any tips for how to create an idea?
Sure. Yeah. So one thing that we would ask is that customers use a clear title for their idea or enhancement request, and this will help other customers to find that idea when they're searching for an existing idea in the system. And then when they provide the description for the enhancement request, it's really useful for us, for the customer, to provide their business justification and their use cases. And, you know, we really like to understand, you know, the why behind an enhancement request. So we really are looking to understand the business requirement. So instead of saying, oh, please add this to the system, you know, like, you know, please add X, or, you know, we need this new attribute, it really helps for us to understand why that they would like that to be added. because sometimes, you know, there could be a different way for the product team, you know, to be like, oh, you know, we're already thinking about building this other thing, and that might address their business requirement, whereas, you know, the customer might be thinking, you know, oh, if this was added, right? So therefore, the best thing, you know, for the product team is to really understand that why. So if that could be provided, you know, that really helps us.
Okay, great advice, Christine. Thank you. So what happens after the idea is created? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right. So once an idea is created, other customers can view the idea and they can comment and vote on the idea. And the really great part about Cloud Customer Connect is that you have this community. And, you know, we see many cases where other customers, sometimes our partners, will provide advice, suggestions. Hey, they have seen that and they say, hey, did you try this? Or, you know, we've done it this way. So that's really helpful. And then also you can see how common your requirement is by seeing how many other, you know, people chime in or vote on that idea. So that's the first thing that happens once an idea is created. And then the Oracle team is also reviewing enhancement requests on a regular basis, and we'll also comment, and sometimes we may ask for more information. And then once an idea has some traction, then Oracle will provide a status on the idea. So we'll, discuss it internally and say, you know, hey, this is something we may consider for the roadmap, or, you know, this may not, match with our product direction. And at that point, we would provide a status on the idea.
Okay, so does that mean that not all ERs will get a status?
Right. So not every idea may be reviewed right away. Sometimes it may. You know, sometimes, the product team will review the idea and understand what it is and sort of say, oh, you know what, this is already planned, you know. And so maybe in those cases it could get a status quite quickly. And sometimes the product team may want to see, oh, well, let's see, you know, how many other customers have this, you know, requirement. So we may wait to see it get a little bit of traction before we decide to discuss it and then, you know, make our disposition and provide the status. So we do, we do review them regularly, but there may be cases where the idea may not get a status right away. So we're trying to definitely improve on the visibility on ERs. That's definitely the feedback that we've been getting for customers. So, you know, we have an interest in doing that. So we'll definitely be providing the status on ideas that have good traction. So if you see, you know, a lot of customers chiming in, you know, voting up your idea, then, you know, it's very sure to get a status, in the short term.
Okay, great. So I know you've mentioned about the votes, and I'm sure our customers are thinking, okay, so how many votes does an idea take to in order for it to be implemented by Oracle? So do you have any information on that?
Right. So there's no set threshold of the number of votes that an enhancement request needs or an idea needs to be implemented by Oracle. Oracle is not committing to deliver all ideas that get, you know, X number of votes. But of course, you know, the way we look at it is, you know, if a requirement is, you know, clearly common, you know, so many customers really are looking for that enhancement, you know, then that certainly increases the probability that it will be added to the product. You know, we will, you know, definitely take that into consideration and that it'll increase the probability of being implemented. I think one of the things that we do look at is, you know, how many customers or how common a requirement is something. And then we also have other factors that we consider, you know, when we plan out our roadmap. And those things are things like the market, innovation, competition, user experience, architecture, and our strategic product direction. So it is one input. But of course, you know, if it's a very common request, then we would seriously look at putting it into the product.
Okay. So thank you very much for that clarification. I know that question's come up before, and so I'm really happy that you were able to explain that. Now, I know there's also some questions with regards to statuses. Can you explain the difference in the statuses under Oracle Review and Planned Idea?
Yes. So when we, since we've moved the enhancement request process to Idea Labs, there are different statuses that we're using there, and there is a place called Idea Lab Guidelines, and there's a link on every Idea Lab to that guidelines page where it gives all of the statuses and a description of each. And I think the two that you're pointing out are the two that are probably most interesting for customers. So if I start with an idea status of planned, if an idea has a status of planned, this means this idea is on our roadmap. And generally speaking, Oracle does our roadmap planning about a year out. So things can change as we progress through a year, but that's, you know, if your idea has a status of planned, it means, you know, it's on the roadmap, we're planning for it, and it should be coming in a, you know, a fairly near-term timeline. Then the other one is called under Oracle Review. And if an idea has a status of under Oracle Review, it means we're considering it, and this is a potential enhancement in our future roadmap. So that status may eventually move to planned, you know, and if it moves to planned, it means, hey, you know, this is something that is on the roadmap, like we're scheduling it, you know, it'll be coming in the near term. But also, if it's under Oracle Review, it's also possible that, you know, in the future, it may be declined, you know, for one reason or another. So really, under Oracle Review means, hey, you know, we reviewed your idea, we've discussed it, you know, we think it's something that we'll potentially do, but, you know, we don't have it scheduled yet, right? So it's not going to be coming in the near term. So that's what customers should take away, you know, if that's a kind of a signal to them, you know, if the difference between an idea getting a plan status and an idea getting this under Oracle Review status.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I guess, will customers be told when their ER is coming, like when it's in planned, I guess? Will they be notified somehow?
So when we put a status on the idea, then customers will get a notification. So, you know, if you're the author, then when there's a status put on the idea or a status change, you'll be notified, and customers can also subscribe to an idea. So if you are not the author, but you're, you know, voting on the idea, then you want to be notified, you can subscribe to the idea, and that way you can get updates when the status changes. And then regarding the timing of when, we will not communicate dates and releases unless the enhancement is in the delivered status. So once we deliver on an enhancement, then we'll be changing the status of the idea to delivered. And, you know, at that time, we'll typically provide the latest release that we delivered the idea. But even in the Idea Lab, we need to follow Oracle's revenue recognition guidelines. So we won't be providing dates and release numbers for planned ideas. Customers can monitor our release documentation, which is, you know, published ahead of the next release, and that is the best way to see what is actually coming. Because, you know, as everyone knows, you know, things can change, so we will adhere to the revenue recognition policy.
Okay, great. Thank you, Christine. So how about partners? Can partners create ideas?
Right. So partners are really a great part of our Cloud Customer Connect community, you know, which, you know, beyond Idea Labs, you know, we have all these forums, and they've been great contributors across, you know, all of Cloud Customer Connect. So we really appreciate all these contributions. So we, you know, we really appreciate that. But we're also asking, you know, for enhancement requests that our SI partners and consultants encourage customers to enter the enhancement request directly to Idea Labs. So, you know, we would prefer that our partners encourage their customers to do that directly and not have the partners enter them. And this is because customers are the ones who really know their business process. They know what use cases they have. You know, they're the best to kind of provide that why, you know, that business requirement behind the enhancement request. And that's the information that's really valuable for the product team when we're planning the roadmap. So this is why we really encourage that customers directly enter their enhancement request. And, you know, as an example, like, you know, sometimes, like, let's say, you know, an enhancement request goes into under Oracle review status, right? So this means, hey, it's a potential, you know, but it's not planned, you know, as of this time. That enhancement request could be considered later. And then, you know, when we're planning the roadmap, we may want to go back, you know, and understand a little bit more information from that customer. So that, you know, could very likely be after the period of time that a partner is engaged with the customer. So that's another, you know, reason that, you know, it's really best if the customer can log their idea or enhancement request directly. However, as I said, you know, we do appreciate the partners and consultants to provide their experience and, you know, their comments around different ideas and requirements that our customers have. So, you know, we definitely continue to welcome those contributions.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Christine. And thanks for the examples, too. So, do you have any last advice or guidance that you would like to share with our listeners before we conclude the show today?
Well, I guess I would encourage any of you who, you know, are not that familiar with Idea Labs to, you know, kind of go there and take a look at the Idea Labs or products that you currently have, because there is a great community and there's a lot of, you know, active, you know, people that are contributing different ideas and comments. And, you know, that can give you a feeling for, you know, what, you know, when you have an enhancement request, like, you know, how you may want to add that to the community, or you may, you know, want to contribute your comments, you know, on things that are out there already. So that would be great. And we are really looking forward to interacting with our customers on Cloud Customer Connect Idea Lab.
Great. Thank you, Christine. And thank you for sharing all the details on the new enhancement request process for HCM Cloud customers with our listeners today. It was a real pleasure having you on the show. And it would be great to have you back on the show in the future to share any possibly HCM Cloud talent management information. I think that would be a great topic to discuss, and it would be a pleasure to have you back on the show. So please give that some thought.
I will. That sounds great. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Christine. And if you would like to learn more about the new enhancement request process for HCM Cloud customers, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the document, How to Log an Enhancement Request, and that's doc ID 225447 8.1. This document explains the new ER process of submitting ideas through the Oracle Cloud Customer Connect Idea Labs, making logging ER simpler, transparent, and faster for customers. Another great source of information for Oracle customers and partners is Cloud Customer Connect, which you can get to by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. And with regards to our show today, we would like to point you to two helpful pieces of content on Cloud Customer Connect. The first item is an FAQ about the HCM Idea Lab, and that's Enhancement Request Process Change. You can get there by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com/pages/46e7617e74. Once there, you'll find often asked questions with detailed answers to help you better understand the new enhancement request process. So please check out this FAQ when you have a moment. And the second content is a webinar titled Change in Enhancement Request Process for HCM Cloud Customers, which you can get to by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com/posts/868189 lowercase f, and lowercase b. And here you can hear a replay of the webinar held on January 24th, 2019, where Christine and Heather Hagedorn, Oracle Product Strategy Senior Manager, provide detailed information about the change in the enhancement request process. You can also download the PDF of the session from this location. So please listen in to this recording today. And for Oracle partners, please check out the Partner Briefing, Oracle HCM Cloud, Change in Enhancement Request Process for HCM Cloud Customers on Oracle University, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2xm(x, a), 9, and k. And here you can listen to the replay of the new enhancement request process for HCM Cloud customers, as well as download the PowerPoint and PDF of the session. So please check out this Oracle University content today. Please let us know if you have any questions or comments about the show today by sending us an email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We're always looking for additional ideas for future shows, so if you have a topic in mind that you would like to hear on the show, please drop us a note. It would be great hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in to the show today to find out about the new enhancement request process for HCM Cloud customers. As always, we hope you found this show interesting and informative, and of course helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.